Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, drop me a line. david@fmr.co.za, and of course you can find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and the podcast on fmr.co.za. Robots are the future. Wait, that came out a bit wrong. I mean, the present. I've had one or another robot vacuum cleaner and or mop traversing my house, and surprisingly enough, not entertaining my pets for many years now. Quite essential, I'd say, in terms of cost and effort and bang for buck, especially in a dusty area post-fires or a house that has pets. Vacuum robots get under furniture in a way human good intentions never really do. The number of times we've run the robot after a good thorough mopping and vacuuming and seen the catchment can still fill up is astounding. More usefully is for those who prefer not to vacuum or mop themselves or have a cleaning person or service do it. This is impossible solution. I recently had the updated Hobot Leggy Q10 robot vacuum cleaner and mop on test. It sucks, and not in a bad way. 5,000 pascals of suck at full engines ahead. That makes two things, very powerful and a bit noisy to share a room with. It mops too, with an ultra-high speed scrubbing with liquid dispensing. It uses a LiDAR system to navigate, and amazingly, this one catches on tables and cords a lot less. It vacuums most hair before it gets stuck in the rollers, and only once in long-term testing did it get hung up on a furniture leg. The app is easy enough to use, and it integrates with Siri and other phone assistants, and it has a self-contained dustbin, as they call it, and that is 400 mils in size, which is big enough for a couple of cleans. The mopping system has a 300 mil reservoir, and you can set it to clean on schedule or remotely with ease. It no longer comes with a physical remote control, but in my experience of testing and owning many robot vacuums, I never ever used them except for the purposes of testing if they worked. What will you pay? Well, the Hobot Leggy Q10 will set you back 7,999 Rand, which is well worth it in my opinion. You can find it on the selencostore.com. And that's it. If you've got questions or you want to find out more about something, or just to comment, david@fmr.co.za, and find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and the podcast, as always, on fmr.co.za.